All right, we are going to get back to women in leadership in just a moment. Let me share with you some of this information, though, regarding voting. Augusta, Richmond County now, we're there, and they're letting us know that the Board of Elections provides transit assistance for those who have disabilities on Election Day. All right, so that's for November 6th, on Election Day. They're in partnership with the transit and compliance departments, and they have determined that all polling places are within the service area of paratransit or other special transit services. Therefore, any voter who qualifies for paratransit service has service available to them for transportation to their polling place. Voters with disabilities who need transit from the bus stops to their polling site may make arrangements by contacting Chanel Cooper with the Transit Department at 706-849-3458. Again, the name is Chanel Cooper at the Transit Department. And the phone number is 706-849-3458. The Transit Department is reaching out to all citizens who are qualified for paratransit service to notify you that transportation to your polling place is available on Election Day. So I think that's a great service. I appreciate them for doing that. I mean that, too. Really appreciate that. They're announcing also that in addition to the current practices in place, beginning with the November 6th general election, the city will begin offering special Americans with Disability Acts voter transit services that will include expedited paratransit eligibility and trip fee discounts for paratransit service to the polling places. And again, beginning November 6, 2018, that service will be standard for all elections, for all who qualify. And again, thank you so much, all of you leaders who were involved in that discussion and that decision. Thank you so much. On behalf of all who do qualify, thank you. Okay. I was asking that question about key policy issues. And the question specifically was, which key policy issues do the American public generally see male and female as handling them equally well? Immigration, gun policy, the economy, and the budget deficit. These are areas where majorities of Americans say there's no difference between male and female political leaders and their abilities. And among those who see a difference between men and women in these areas, opinions are fairly evenly divided. There are two exceptions, though. By a margin of 42% to 4%, the public says women in politics do a better job handling social issues such as education and health care. Now, that gets us back to a question that I asked previously, a few weeks ago. They're saying that when it comes to issues like social issues and health care, women do better than men. Now, let me remind you, those of you who were with me when I broached this topic before, or one similar to it, and those of you who weren't with us, think along with us. This is a program where I really invite people to really, really think through the issues with us together. Think through them together. Women would do better at addressing issues, social issues, and healthcare issues. The question I ask is, okay, is that something that where women will do better based on the fact that they're females? Or, and when we say better, now remember, we have two major parties. I'll be honest with you, I'm almost ashamed to say this, but off the top of my head, I don't remember whether we have, on the national level, independent female elected officials. We may. I just don't remember. I know we have a few male independent elected officials in D.C. I don't remember about females. So, but by and large, even if whether we do or not, we know that the vast majority of the women serving as elected officials in D.C. are either Republican or Democrat. So here's my question. In response to this contention that women would do better at handling social issues and healthcare than men, do women tend to make their decisions based on their gender, or when it comes to social issues and healthcare, do they tend to make their decisions based on their party affiliation? And that's fairly easy. You know, all we have to do is think about how women tend to vote. And what we find is that, generally speaking, women who serve, who affiliate with the Democratic Party, tend to vote the same way Democratic men vote when it comes to social issues and health care. Republican women vote the same way, primarily, by and large, the same way that Republican men vote when it comes to social issues and health care matters. So I personally don't see women doing better or worse as elected officials in D.C. when it comes to the handling of social issues and healthcare issues. I see them doing the exact same. And so if the Democrats are in the majority in the House and the Senate, whatever bill goes to the president's desk is going to be one that looks like something that the Democrats would have put together, not something that would have been put together by that resembles something females, Democratic females would put together, or Democratic males. Democrats, period, male and female. If Republicans are in a majority in the House and the Senate, then whatever bill would be going before go to the president's desk would be one that looks like Republicans, not Republican males or Republican females. Because again, on these issues, they vote. The females vote, by and large, the same way the males vote. It's all about party affiliation. But for what it's worth, by a margin of 42% to 4%, the public says women in politics do a better job handling social issues such as education and healthcare. How about that? Education. Female Republicans say the same thing that male Republicans say about education and how it should be handled. Democratic women say the same thing that Democratic men say about how education should be handled. By and large, if Republican, doesn't matter whether male or female, they prefer to get rid of funding for Head Start, for programs like Head Start that help low-income people of color, children, low-income children of color, get the same benefit of having an early education that people who are middle class and upper, who have money to pay out of their pocket to send their children to school for early education. Basically, male and female Republicans say we want to reduce the amount of school loans and grants that are available to help people pay for college. By and large, whether male or female, Democrats say we want to provide more funding to help people pay for college education because we know that that will be an investment in the nation. So again, by and large, females vote the same way males vote within their own parties. The opposite pattern holds for dealing with national security and defense. 35% say that men are better on these issues, while 6% say that women are better. And Americans have different ideas on what traits might be helpful or harmful to men and women seeking leadership positions. What traits do you think are helpful to men, helpful to women? when it comes to dealing with these issues of being effective leaders. I was listening to a conversation a few days ago where the two who were talking were saying that for the most part, men can express their emotions, including anger, and it be accepted in the public setting more so than women. In fact, they were saying that if women express their emotions, especially their anger about a situation that they're dealing with, it could be a political situation, whatever it is, that woman is going to be identified as an angry woman. The man won't be identified as angry anything. He will just, people will actually applaud him. Literally applaud him for the way he carries on when he gets angry. Think about Oliver North, Clarence Thomas. And our most recent appointee to the U.S. Supreme Court. What do you think?